Welcome to Must Watch with Wine, a recap podcast covering reality dating shows that you have to watch with a glass of wine in hand. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Alicia.
And we're your hosts. And we are here to cover episode 2 of season 2 of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. We tried really hard last episode. We did. And the computers and internet were not in our favor. So hopefully
not working with us.
Hopefully there are no glitches this time and we can get through this episode.
Yes, this will be our, fourth time trying?
Yeah, we tried really hard, y'all. But like, obviously, it's not meant to be. But today, it will be meant to be.
We're putting today is the day. In the air. Yeah, so today we got episode 2 called Jealousy, Jobs, and Judgment. Da, da, da. So we get in where Noelle, the new girl, has decided that she's going to host the first theme party, and it is a decades party. Fun. So the cast has to dress up as people from different eras. We've got Nick, who dressed up as Arthur Ashe. We've had this conversation so many times now, I feel like. But just to give y'all the background, I did not know who Arthur Ashe was, but Chelsea did.
Yes.
But turns out he looks just like Nick, and neither of us knew that.
Yeah, I never seen him before, but I knew he was a very famous and successful tennis player.
Yes, 3-time Grand Slam winner, to be exact.
Yeah. Yeah, he might have, I was about to say, this might just be out of nowhere, but I feel like he might have been the first black person to win a Grand Slam.
Uh-oh. See now. Here you go.
Black. Let me just see, type first black, see what comes up.
First black. The first black.
He was the only black man to ever win singles at Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, and the Australian Open. All right.
Oh.
He was the first black player selected to the United States Davis Cup team. I don't know what that is, but it sounds important. So there you go. Arthur Ashe was awesome. That dude. Hold on. Or is that dude? Let's not kill him off if he is still with us. Let's see. Okay, he is no longer with us. Oh, he died pretty young, too. Okay, sorry.
Aww.
Yeah.
49. Okay, tragedy.
Yeah.
All right, well, now moving on. That
turn.
Moving on.
Arthur Ashe, tennis legend.
Yes, respect. I think Nick did him well. Mm-hmm. Bria, it was just different than what I was expecting for the decades party. Not going to lie. But hey, that's fine. You know, like, would you show up as Serena or Venus, you know, to a decades party?
No. And if I did, it would be very specific Venus and Serena, like when they were kids with all the beads in their
the
hair.
The beads in their hair, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a thing, right? Obviously, beads in their hair with a little skirt. That's it.
Right.
But okay. Bria showed up as a 2000s rapper, and she did a little rap. And it turns out that she actually was a part of a little girl group, rap group, or just girl band. I don't know.
I think it was a rap group.
Rap group. But she said she thought she was going to make it big, but realized she wouldn't because she doesn't have rhythm.
Happens to the best of us, Bria. That's okay. Your time to shine has come, because here you are.
Yes, you're doing great on this, honey. And Jasmine showed up as a 50s housewife. So again, everybody is just given a lot of what I was not expecting for a decades party. But it's cool.
It felt more like a theme costume kind of.
It felt like a Halloween party, and I would just show up.
Yeah. And Jasmine set herself up because coming as a 50s housewife, Amir was like, I thought this is supposed to be someone that we aren't, which.
Which is it?
Yeah. As y'all know, Jasmine was heavy on her wife vibe last summer.
Yes. Heavy on the wife. So Shanice, this is where we kept going around to. Shanice showed up in something regular looking. And who was it that said she looked like Pretty Woman?
Bria, no. that's what we ended up at last time.
But oh, shoot.
She said it's giving Working Girl.
Working Girl!
Which is a movie. However, I don't think that Bria was referring to the movie. I think she was thinking more.
But that is the movie that I was talking about, and I accidentally just said it now. But remember how I kept being like, Working Girl's a movie.
And you were like, yes. I'm telling you, Pretty Woman.
No, I did not hear you. I did not hear you say Pretty Woman.
And I was like, no, that's Pretty Woman.
And I was like, I thought it was Julia Roberts, right? Isn't that who it is?
Yeah. Julia Roberts stars in Pretty Woman, where she plays a prostitute.
Yes. So this is what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Working Girl is an actual movie about an actual professional woman.
Anyways, now I'm just glad we got that figured out.
Either way, I think Bria was being shady. and calling her shady, a prostitute.
Yeah, but she didn't know what it was, so it went over her head.
Yeah.
Or she didn't recognize the reference.
Yeah, I don't think she caught on to it, because she also didn't know the movie Juice.
Yes.
Which Preston was up as.
Yes. About
some juice.
Yes. And she was like, "Man, it must not have been that good," because she don't remember.
And also, it might have just been before her time, which is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. They vote for best dressed, and Preston wins. Oh, Amir dressed up as Nick, which was funny.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. He did a great Nick impression. And Nick was apparently not enthused, which I thought, wow, why would you not be like, OMG?
Especially because I figured he had to borrow his clothes to do it.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he was really in shock and he was upset.
Or maybe he was upset because he was like, why are you in my nice clothes?
I think he was acting like he was dressing cheaply, though. I feel like, who knows? Who knows?
Maybe. But yeah, Preston wins the contest for best dress costume.
Yes.
And then at some point, so it looked like
they start playing a card game
or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Alex asks who was the worst dresser in the group. And Summer says Shanice.
Well, okay. So remember how they tried to spin it and say, oh, they were talking about everybody's so the best dress. So who's the worst dress out of the best dress?
Yeah, they tried to soften the blow, but either way, they still put
Summer was quick. Now, Summer is right now is Shanice's roommate. Like, they're acting like besties, all of that. And yeah, but now the card did say it, though. The cards have like questions and prompts for people.
She didn't do it unprovoked.
No,
also, what type unprovoked. Of little messy card game is this?
It is. It's not great. Like, you want people to be drinking and acting up? No, thank you. I need to be drinking and having fun and laughing.
Right.
But it was weird that Summer was like, I don't know, like Shanice, like she whispered it kind of like as if she knew she was being shady boots. I didn't like it.
Yeah. And she had the answer at the ready. And so Shanice gets wind of this and then she gets upset and then she goes off into the room crying.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think Bria follows after her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like crying in the room. She's like, I don't have money to buy clothes. Oh, one thing, hold on. One thing that she said, she was like, why am I the worst dressed? Because I don't wear fake stuff like you guys.
Yeah.
And
she's like, I'm the realest one.
I saw a TikTok or something where this creator, I wish I knew your name. Sorry, girl. But she went through all their outfits and she like priced them out.
Oh,
Denise's clothes were actually the most expensive clothes.
Shut
out
up.
Of everyone's and by like a lot.
What?
Yeah. Which I thought was interesting. So then part of me was like, maybe she's not willing to like drop her standard of what clothes she's purchasing, and so because like I'm talking like her skirt was like $1,000,
or maybe it was old and that's the difference, right? Like she bought it previously once she was employed, you know. Yeah. Well, and
yeah, because
then
she does mention that she lost her job recently.
Mm-hmm.
And so like she already paid for the trip, which I thought Bravo paid for the trip.
Girl, you know how they do. I thought she said the trip was planned or booked or something.
Okay, maybe that's a different word. Which they probably made her say this, like, well,
of course,
tell people why you're here and you don't got no money. So.
Right.
But either way, she was very, hurt by that because she's in a tough spot financially, and so she can't really afford to buy clothes. But what I found
interesting, well, and Shanice knew this.
Yeah. No, you mean Summer.
I'm sorry, Summer.
Yeah. She did know that about herself. But, yeah. But honestly, Shanice is always in bikinis. So like,
yeah.
Unless that was her thing. She doesn't have on much clothes to judge.
She was intentionally trying to be shady. Unless they were talking about that day and that evening.
Which that would
that
be
evening's attire.
Wasn't a costume.
It wasn't giving anything, but I would have said Nick. Or Amir as Nick, you know?
Yeah. And I was listening to another podcast and they were like, if she knows that she's struggling, you don't like punch down.
Of course. That is insane.
And if you went for like Nick, he probably, because, you know, he knows that his clothes are like nice and fancy. So
yeah.
He probably wouldn't have been like as hurt by like.
You don't have to quote unquote tell the truth if you do. You know what I mean? Like, right. That's just dumb.
Right.
But you wanted to start something or you thought everyone else would laugh. Other people mentioned it later on, but it's like giving Mean Girl. Not okay.
Yeah.
So, don't like that, Summer.
I was actually Noelle that went to, or Noelle also went to check on her.
Yeah, she came in and checked on her after Bria did because she was like, you know what? They would win if you don't go back down there. So go ahead. Like, you know that you're real. You know that you're good. Go on back down there. Act like it meant nothing.
And Noelle said that she and Summer have a friendship, but she's starting to notice a little shadiness, and that she wouldn't have said that about one of her friends.
Yeah, I forgot about that too, because Noelle and Summer, so Summer is Noelle's only connection to the house. Mm-hmm. And now she's realizing some crazy stuff, which also leads into Alex, because Alex is someone that Noelle expressed interest in. And she told Summer this, and Summer was like, oh, yeah, girl. Yeah, we was talking or whatever, but that's nothing. You can go for it.
Yeah, that's important information for later. And so after that, so Shanice does come back down, and Summer was like, are you good? And she's like, yeah, but I didn't like how you did that. So I did like that she addressed the situation right there. It was like, I'm fine, but that wasn't cool.
Yeah, I thought it was dumb too, though, because they kept talking about it downstairs. She was like, what? I mean, like, if I said something to her feelings, I would expect her to say something to me about it. Like, girl, why would you intentionally say something that you know could be hurtful?
And also, she did say something about it after she gathered herself. Like, she was upset, so she went and dealt with her feelings first.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a mature way to deal with stuff. Like, let me go process before I'm ready to go back and talk to you.
True.
It was funny because Summer, she was trying to like clean it up, and then she was like, I mean, no one in this group is worse dressed. I mean, like, you know, look at a mirror, maybe he's worse. And then Press was like, just please stop. You're please. Making things worse.
Let it go. Don't do it.
I love Preston. Preston is still holding on strong, is like the best person in the house.
Yes.
This was weird. So Amir texts his girlfriend, what do I eat now, babe? And she replies, that was so random. It seems like it was meant for someone else. And then so he like gets up and goes,
he's like, FaceTime
her. And then he was like, why would you say that? It seems very accusatory. And then she was like, well, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And I don't know why you would say that to me. So like, are you texting someone else? And they're going back and forth. He's trying to like reassure her, like, no, really.
That is so wild. I'm like, run. That is run. Don't do that. Don't be involved. Because what?
And especially at this time, like, the party has loosened up. And so, like, all the girls are, like, dancing or whatever on the table and stuff. And Amir's like, no, I'm going to remove myself from this situation because I have a girlfriend. I don't want anything to be misconstrued.
Yeah.
And then he's over here trying to be the good guy. And then she's like, what do you mean? What do you eat?
Yeah. And then she's like, and then he's, and when he said, you know, that sounded accusatory, she's like, it's not accusatory. How is it not? It very much is. There's no way around it.
Yeah. Because, like,
because you're accusing him of texting someone else, because clearly it wasn't meant for you, even though he's just asking about what to eat. And I'm assuming he calls you babe. Was that new? Did he never call you babe? Does he call you duckling? And so you were like, what the hell? Who's babe? Like,
it's like maybe they talk through their food choices. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. So keeping on her. Remember, she's the one that's going to chop his balls off if anything happens.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, boy. No.
Yeah.
That's wild. Anyways.
Next day, first week, we learned that Preston has a boyfriend. He's going to be visiting at some point this summer, so that's exciting.
Love that.
We also learned that Noelle is a really good chess player, so shout out to her.
I love that too.
Yeah.
I want
to
learn.
She goes to, like, there's a popular park in New York where people be playing chess.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but.
Me neither.
She goes there to, like, get a good challenge.
Playing against strangers just to be good. Like, that's awesome.
Love it.
Is it Central Park or
no? I don't think it is Central Park. I'm sure there's gonna be like New Yorkers yelling at us. It's blah 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 park. Sorry, y'all.
Tell us. We don't know New York.
Yeah. Next up, Jordan calls her dad, and then she's like, "Oh, I got this hair deal with, I don't remember the company." Maybe she didn't say it, but then we learn at that point that she has alopecia, and she's gonna be coming from it with that perspective. And she had a photo shoot where they made her get a perm, which is crazy.
That doesn't make any sense. I was so confused.
4 years ago. Like, so this was in like 2020 or maybe it was 2019, depending on when they filmed.
But who can make you get a perm, you know?
Yeah, right? Like the natural hair movement has been going on for so long. Like,
yeah.
That you can't.
And y'all just don't have a good person who can do a silk press?
Right. I mean,
that's what you're saying?
I'm imagining that the people were not versed in black hair. But still, like, that's wild.
That's just as cutting your hair off, you know?
That's like some, like what they do on like America's Next Top Model, which now everybody's watching back and is like, this wasn't so great, Tyra.
Yeah. That's awful.
Anyways. Yeah, so her hair essentially never really recovered fully from that. And she said, like, right now she's having a flare up, so her hair is not, like, fully growing in, and she doesn't really know if it's ever going to come back to what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was very, you know, that was very brave of Jordan to mention on TV and to share, you know, that journey and that story, because she's not the only one going through that. And I think that's awesome that she can kind of help, you know, other people in that situation too, just by making it public.
Especially for her, because she works in the beauty industry.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's like extra hard.
Yeah.
So next, the house is deciding whether you're going to go to brunch or to the gym.
And how is it a choice on a cell of, you know, on a holiday?
Yeah. I was like, why can't we do both?
That too. Let's hurry up and do workout real quick so that way we can burn all the calories that we're about to go eat and enjoy at brunch.
A very large portion chose the gym.
Which, yeah.
You know,
almost, was it half or was it over half?
More than half, because only people that went to brunch were Preston, Jordan, and Summer.
Wait, I thought Jasmine too.
No, everyone else went to the gym.
Jasmine did not go to the gym.
I'm pretty sure she did. She was not at brunch.
I'm pretty positive she was at brunch.
Oh, man.
Anyways, I think there was only four of them at brunch.
I think it was three. Let me see. Brunch or gym. But either way, that's crazy. Because, like, I mean, I like to work out or whatever. But
yeah, I enjoy a good workout. I won't do it in lieu of brunch for sure on, like I said, vacation, like holiday. On
vacation. And even then, if it's like a regular weekend, I'll be like, I'll do a quick workout and then go to brunch.
Yeah.
All right. I can't find the answer quickly, but
it's fine.
I do.
It's fine. It didn't have really substantial conversation anyway. So.
I know, but the gym crew is talking, and they basically said that Shanice said that Summer is jealous of her.
And, yeah, that was odd, but okay.
Yeah, and she said when they went to Jamaica, she told her about like whatever guys she was talking to and like how they all have status and they're not 9-to-5ers. And Summer wondered basically how she got those guys.
These guys, yeah. And she was like, "Look at me, I'm beautiful. Who wouldn't want to date this?" And it's like, "Yeah, that's true."
Yeah. And Shanice said it was bully energy from Summer.
Sorry. I know I even said she was a mean girl, but bully energy felt very extra. But,
over at brunch, Summer, Preston asked Summer how Alex was in bed, and she tried to allude that he wasn't that great.
Which I was like, stop, because you needed everybody to know that y'all had slept together. So don't do that.
I was going to say, I don't know if I fully believe that, because if it wasn't good, you'd be like, you know what? That's fine. We're done here. We can just move on.
Yeah, you could, or you could just play coy. Oh, I don't kiss and tell. You know, move on. Even though she did already kiss and tell, so never mind, I guess. But
right, with the bag. But she said it wasn't as passionate as she liked.
She was hoping for.
And then they showed a producer asking Alex the same question, and he refused to answer.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. So maybe it really was bad.
Or I just thought maybe he was being a more gentlemanly.
It didn't get that vibe. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm not talking about this. Like, as if he knew the question was coming because of a bad thing. Who knows? You know, I'm projecting, obviously.
I know. Noelle somehow didn't catch the person you've been
with. Yeah. They show a flashback of her looking like she was really enjoying her seafood, child. So
I get. And she was on the other end of the table, but still, you didn't see at least
still,
everybody else getting awkward.
Exactly. Everybody was silent and kind of like, you know, I mean, like, I get silently gagged, but yo.
Yeah, like, that was hilarious.
Was. So she was like, wait a second, what happened? So so now, because remember the tidbit I told y'all earlier? You know, she had already talked to Summer about him, Summer about him, but she didn't know. She said Summer said they hung out. She didn't know that they actually had sex and that they hooked up. And that's different. That's a different kind of hangout. That's not, this is my boo every now and then when we hang out and we see each other in each other's cities. We're going to sleep together, but you can talk to him, girl. Like, what? Ew.
Right. Because if my friend was like, we hung out, I would think that they went on like a date or something, but not that they
hung out and having sex are different. Hooking up, and like some people say, kissing is hooking up, right? Like, I wouldn't consider it that, but tell me what you mean. I need breakdown. That don't assume I should know. Or Well, we're going to get into that part later. But yeah. Summer's whole thing is she shouldn't have been trying to hang out with somebody I was hanging out with. Like, what?
Yeah, we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we go back to the house. Noelle and Alex chit-chat. And then she gets a rundown of Summer and Alex's situation from Alex's side.
Yeah.
Or no, she was talking to Summer. I don't know why I wrote down Alex. Probably.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. I was like, well, let me look back at my notes.
It's Noelle and Summer chit-chat. And then Summer reiterates that she's not interested in Alex like that. And then that's when Noelle was like, well, I didn't know y'all had sex. And like, I don't really do that. Sleeping with someone that my friends have slept with, so you should let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically that was when Summer tells the camera, she doesn't even say it to Noelle's face,
mm-hmm.
as to the camera, was like, well, why would you want to, you know, date or talk to someone that I hung out with? And it was like, because
girl,
one, you said multiple times that it was fine.
Yeah,
because like, if you just like went out, because I'm sure, you know, most people have like met someone that they thought they were going to hit it off with, and then you go out and it's not there.
Of course.
So if your friend is like really into them, you can be like, oh yeah, sure, whatever, we just hung out once, it was no big deal.
Yeah.
But if you're hanging out is visiting each other and sleeping together, then that's not
totally different. You could probably elaborate. I just think that you can explain that part. It's not like, oh, you owe me an explanation, but it is like, if I'm your friend, you're bringing me to the house, I said, oh, I like this person, what do you know about them? And you say, oh, we hung out a little bit, so yeah, you should go for them. What am I supposed to think?
Yeah, why would I automatically think that means we had sex and I still like him? Like,
or, oh, y'all hung out, well, you know what? Like, now it's on me to ask for a question?
Yeah.
When you just told me to go for it?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so Summer, you're being a little irrational there.
Irrational.
Then the boys chat. Alex asks if Natalie would be okay. What's the child? He asked Amir if Natalie would be okay with him and the girls. And he said he doesn't want to make her feel uncomfortable, but he wants to be able to engage with his friends, too. I feel like Amir and Natalie aren't going to make it through the end of the season.
Oh, absolutely not. As soon as she shows up, it's going to be a wrap.
Mm-hmm. There are women here. Maybe he didn't even tell her that.
And they're staying the night.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And Nick, he was like, well, do what I just do and just sit there. Oh, and we didn't mention this, but we'll bring it full circle there.
Yeah, I forgot.
But Preston said, was like, do you think that's what you do? And he was like, yeah. And he was like, do you know that you can get a little handsy? And so somehow we skipped over probably because we were talking about whether or not Alex was good in bed. But Jordan and Summer had talked about like how they feel that Nick can sometimes be a little handsy. They told Preston this at the brunch time.
And the night before, when Amir was walking off, Nick was sitting there like watching everybody's Buddhist, basically, and just keep, you know, basically the wandering eye type, but you know, with his girlfriend not being there. And Amir was kind of like, I don't know why he would do that, but okay. Because like, that's not gonna be very respectful to his girlfriend when she has to see this back.
Yeah, so they think, you know, Nick sometimes does extra touching.
But did they show that? I know they talk about it. Not to say I don't believe it, but I just didn't see it was all.
They showed them, like, taking a picture together, and he was, like, grabbing Jordan. But to me, I didn't think anything of it when they did it because they were, like, taking a photo together, like, all three of them kind of, like, just together. So he, like,
squished together
both of them. And then they showed him, like, putting his arm on Summer or somebody's shoulder. I think it was Summer's shoulder in the car. And so like, it's not something that I would have seen and automatically raised a red flag. However, as soon as Nick hears this, he starts getting concerned and he's like, you know what? Oh, I don't want them to, you know, feel uncomfortable around me. And they never mentioned it before. So like, I didn't know. And he goes straight to Summer and Jordan's room and he asks if he ever makes them feel uncomfortable. And then Jordan says, well, you do get handsy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the episode ends.
Yeah. And he was like, what?
Yeah. So I don't think, I mean, I don't think Nick means anything ill by it. I just think he might be, some people are touchy-feelier than others.
Yeah.
So hopefully I think this will be a quickly resolved issue.
And then, yeah. And I'm glad he didn't like try to run from it either. Right. And I'm glad the girls told him. So
yeah, then, he seems to not want to make them uncomfortable. So hopefully now that he knows, he'll just be more cognizant of like,
but I also
grabbing people and stuff.
Absolutely. But I also don't think him and Tasia, right? Isn't that her name? Is going to make it either. But we'll see.
I mean, I feel like they might only because she came last season. They was like, your man wants everybody here. And then she's like, actually, me and my man are good. She went back and watched the show, presumably. And it's been a year and they're still together. So whatever saw, she was fine with one way or another.
That's true.
Yeah. You're now, Amir's girl, it seems like she's already stressed. Because like Tasia, even when she was there, she was completely unbothered. She was like,
yeah, okay. That's true.
He sent us DM. She's like, okay, uh-huh.
Right. Sure. And then she showed up and she said, hey to everybody, and didn't act any kind of way.
But Amir's girl's already wild and she hasn't even showed up yet. And we already know she's prone to violence, according to
Amir. Right. That's my thing. And I was like, I wish he wouldn't do that in the sense that, you know, obviously you're the girlfriend coming in, so now you're going to look like you crazy. But then she's starting to show the crazy. So I'm like, oh, well, shoot, girl. Well, we tried.
Yeah.
Too bad. So sad.
We'll see. Yeah, and that was a wrap for this episode. And we will get y'all episode 3 and maybe 4.
Yeah, we can give that a go.
Yeah, we're
give that a gander.
We're gonna be getting this stuff out now that we're on it. And we will talk to y'all next time. You want to run down all the stuff?
Yeah, hit us up on X. We've got Must Watch W Wine on Instagram. We are at Must Watch with Wine. At email, we are mustwatchwithwine@gmail.com.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
Later. Bye. Bye.